Talking music. Whenever I hear this chul girl's voice, I feel it's Alia. And it's just a matter of time before our next guest, Sukriti, becomes Alia's voice. Guys, let's welcome Alia. I mean Sukriti to Talking Music.
Hey Sukriti, how are you?
Hi, very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Congratulations on, you know, getting associated with Dharma Productions, Sony Music.
I'm a debut at Dharma, so it's a big deal and it's my first song for them, so it feels great.
You know, after Pehli Baar was heard by Pehli Baar by so many people, yes. Did they say that, you know, you're the perfect voice for Anushka?
Yes, a lot of people, in fact, have been saying that for Anushka, and now even Alia, like, I don't know how but I get a lot of these messages which say that your voice goes perfectly, which is a great compliment, I think, for a playback singer, because you're an actress twice, because, you know, you're like singing and acting and doing all of that. So I think those kind of compliments feel the best. So, Pehli Baar happened in 2015, and it was, I just bagged my first nomination also for that. So, Pehli Baar, pun intended, a lot of times. And now this, so I think 2016 is looking great, and I'm looking forward.
All the very best.
Thank you.
Apart from Anushka or Alia.
Yes.
Who are the other people you want to be?
Actresses.
Know? Yeah.
Okay. I think Bebo, I just said this in an earlier interview, I think Kareena Kapoor is my absolute favorite. She always has been. So there is this, like, this one secret fantasy to sing for her sometime. And hopefully one day. But I think my actress luck is going up a notch, because now it's Alia. And, you know, like, I saw what they've done with the video, and it's amazing. You know, so much energy, and she's like a boss girl. She's dancing, and I just love how it's looking, so...
My fingers are crossed. So good luck on that.
Thank you.
According to you, who's the most chul actor, actress, you know, you think?
Okay, I'm not sounding cliche, but I absolutely love Ranveer Singh. I think he's got the maximum chul, and he does it with every single movie. And he's also my favorite actor. So, yes, I think Ranveer Singh. And... I think actress would be Alia, because I don't see what she's doing in the song, anybody else doing that. You know, she's owned it, she's killed it. So it has to be that little beautiful girl. I love her in it.
And how about the music director? Who's the chulest?
So, chulest music director. I don't know too many chuling music directors, so to say. But if you talk about my wish list, you know, it's huge. And you know, right from A.R. Rahman to Amit Trivedi to Vishal Shekhar. And, you know, now I've always been such an ardent Badshah fan. And, you know, Amar, like, I think he's like, you know, the man of the moment. And he's doing so, and, we, you know, he makes all of us so proud, because I've known him since like a very long time now. And, you know, he considered me on this song, and it just one thing fell into the other, and it just released, you know. It's also like the quickest it's ever taken for me for a song to come out, because usually, like Pehli Baar, for example, it took a year and a half. So, and this was 20 days. So that's how random this is, you know, like that's how random a life of a playback singer is, you know, mostly all the time. So it feels great that it's being received. I heard the song, and, you know, I had my friends play it to me before. So I was like, ye kya hai, ladki kar gayi chul, and, you know, then that was my first reaction when I heard it, when it was out. And then later, it became a part of us. Like, every time we would party on this song, you know, like, my friend is playing it, I would love it. And then, you know, I ended up singing on the same song when they making it come to Bollywood. So it was wonderful.
You were destined.
Probably. I mean, you know, I don't know. But I heard the song when Amal had called me, and they were looking for like a new voice for Alia. And I just happened to fit the bill, and Karan Johar approved it. It just went from a series of, you know, approvals, and it just got there. So that's good.
There are very, you know, talented cuckers.
Yes.
In the industry.
I've just been told I'm Neha's sister. So I had like a long discussion with a lot of people before this that I'm not Neha Kakkar's sister. And I have two sisters myself.
Prakriti.
I am Sukriti. See, this happens to me. I get confused. I have like an identity crisis. I think that's what happens when you have a twin sister. But I have Prakriti, who's my twin sister, and Akriti. She's my elder sister. So it's three of us.
But I have studied your family tree, so yeah. So I don't have any doubts.
Okay, very good, very good.
Who's the most chulest
sister?
Kakkar?
Yeah, Prakriti. She's like the youngest, and oh my god, I'm like 2 minutes older, so I'm supposed to be technically elder, but she's just like the boss at home. Not even, you know, my elder sister, and she's the most pampered, like the princess of the house, and she's that chul woman that I have to deal with. So yeah, definitely her.
So what are the upcoming collaborations, or are you coming up with any cover versions?
You know, there are a lot of songs that you wish you sang. So I feel it's a great thing. And, you know, like you can never control the kind of songs you get. Like, I cannot hope to wish that, you know, maybe tomorrow I sing like a Gerua or, you know, something like that. So it's eventually what comes to you and what you're asked to sing. You know, you're at the receiving end, so you don't know much. I definitely want to try my hand in a lot of genres, and there is a lot in the pipeline, but there's no fun, you know, discussing right now. When it's out is, you know, it's like a better time to talk about it. But I promise you 2016 will be a great year.
No sneak peek for Savan listeners?
Absolutely. Like I'm working on a lot of covers and singles. I've recently composed something with my sister, and we keep doing that. You know, we have like a lot of unfinished songs that, you know, maybe I'll come up with the lyrics, she'll come up with the tune, or vice versa. And so we do keep, you know, like I think it's very important for a singer to always keep doing songwriting. You know, like it gives you more perspective and makes you, I think, believe what you are all about, what comes to you naturally. So even when you talk about genres, some genres are more me, some genres are more her. So I think a blend is really nice. So if that's there, like any new compositions and all, definitely. And covers, definitely. When it comes to playback, I think it has its own pace. So when it comes out, you will already know.
So you'll probably, you know, send me a voice note.
Yeah, like a unreleased mal sorts.
You want to hum anything?
Hum the song?
Yeah. The upcoming.
Absolutely. Upcoming, no. Yeah. No.
Okay. What is the ugliest fight you've had with Prakriti?
Oh, that would be about clothes or something like that. I mean, we're like very typically sisters, you know, what do they, like I'll wear her top and go out and she'll make so stupid things like that. Or, you know, sometimes when we perform together, we have a lot of clashes or, you know, whatever. But I think it's a part of having a best friend, or, you know, it's like working with your best friend. So, you know, there's a lot of love. And then, I mean, she's like my most favorite person on planet. So it all works out well, and it's all good.
Apart from music,
yes.
Who's that one person who keeps you bonded?
Bonded.
Like, with the entire family?
I think it would be my elder sister. You know, she's been like a second mother. You know, there's a 9-year gap. So, and also, like, you know, 10 years back, we came from Delhi to here. And so it was a huge change, you know, for all of us. And I've seen her grow, and I've seen everything that she has to go through. You know, I've seen her build her career. And I think in the middle of all of that, we realized that, you know, this is exactly what I want to do. And this is what drives me. This is exactly where I see myself. When I go to her, she's like my go-to person for everything. So I think she keeps me very sane and very calm. So yeah, she's like my second mom. And then, you know, mom, of course, she keeps me very, very happy.
Okay, so that would be Akriti.
Akriti, yeah.
What is that one thing you would never do to your family?
I think as somebody, you know, like my parents moved cities for my elder sister. So that's a huge deal, you know, like my mom was a teacher, my dad had his business. But since like my sister had to come here, he wasn't very fond of the idea. So they left their jobs and came. So they've done so much, and, you know, we literally owe our everything to them. So I don't think I would do anything to see them unhappy, you know. Like the only thing that really drives me to do everything and work hard is because I want to see them smile. I want to see them share my song on Facebook and write good things, like those kind of things, you know. Like I really want them to see me really happy, and I want to make them proud, you know. I think everybody says that, but it's literally what, you know, makes you work even harder. And you know, just to see a smile on your parents' face, it's all those things.
Do you want to use your parents for PR?
No.
On social media?
No. I just meant to say that, you know, I want them to know that how much it matters, you know, what they say. And, you know, coming from a family who understands music, everybody is very blunt and everybody is very black and white. So if I play a song that I've composed to my sister, my mother, if they don't like it, they'll be like, no, I don't like it. So it's like, really, you don't like it? I mean, then, you know, you go to your room and then you do even, you know, you come up with better ideas, and that is what you need. Like, they're my best critics, you know? So that's how it works. They'll probably be, you know, my biggest fans and biggest critics. So that's very important. Like, you know, not just saying it's good. I think that's what keeps everybody grounded, and that always works for me.
Can we have you sing the song?
Chul.
Just two lines.
Okay. Sandal mere chum chum karte hegge hai brand way. Airplane mundiyan de mere heel pe honde land way. Sari kudiyan hai desi chidiyan. Sari kudiyan desi chidiyan club ki main bulbul. मैं लड़की ब्यूटीफुल कर गई
I think you should get into acting.
Really?
Yeah.
You're too cute. I love it. This is so family oriented. Cute interview. Not had one like that.
Thank you, Sukruti, for being such a chul guest. And guys, thanks for tuning in. But don't go anywhere. Listen to Sukruti's songs up next.
Talking music.